What is going on, Lakers Fast Break family, Lakers Corner family, Clutch Talk family, all of you that are tuned in and locked in the chat and locked in the live? What's going on, man? Happy to have you guys here. Welcome to the, you know, once a week, bi-weekly, however you look at it, Lakers therapy session. We are going to go ahead and get into, man. For those of you guys that do not know me, my name is John. I'm host of Clutch Talk, as you guys see right here, NBA talk show. Drop two episodes per week on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Also, Lakers Corner. Oh, right. As you can see right there on my name, Lakers Corner, where we in the corner and we're talking all about the Lakers. Lakers Corner is strictly on YouTube, so go check that out. But like I said, man, for y'all that don't know me, I'll be hopping on here after every post game, Lakers post game shows, and just, you know, give my thoughts. And our GOAT mentator Gerald asked me to come on here and do some lives throughout the week. And honestly, I've done it a couple times. You guys in the chat, you guys have gone crazy. You guys asked a bunch of questions. Just had a big old Lakers therapy session, to be honest with you. And I've had a great time. You guys seem to have a great time. You asked me to continue to do it. So here we are, you guys. Today is Thursday, March 21st. Let's go ahead and get into everything, man. I got some topics I plan on getting into, but as always, y'all, this is like a huge old, you know, just Lakers hangout. So if y'all got something y'all want to say in the chat, go ahead, drop it in the chat. I'll be highlighting it throughout the live and we can go ahead and get into it. But before, I mean, unless somebody says something, unless somebody has something to say, let's go ahead and get into where we are as of now. Like I said, y'all, it is Thursday, March 21st. And as of today, the Lakers sit in the ninth seed at 37 wins and 32 losses. We are we have one more win than the Warriors, but with the same amount of losses. The Warriors also have 32 losses. And we are three games away from the eighth seed, which is the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are sitting at 40 and 29, sitting at that eighth seed. So, I mean, it's looking like playing is going to be, I mean, not looking like it, playing is going to be our destination, to be honest with you. What I was going to say, it's looking like that ninth or 10th seed is most likely going to be ours. But as you know, if you guys have been locked into just really, I mean, our post game shows or just really anything that's going on around Lakers Nation, a lot of us are pushing for that seventh seed, man. That seventh seed, because then that's when you are able to get two playing games instead of one. And with this Lakers team and the inconsistency that we've seen throughout this team so far, I would way rather have two games, because if we just happen to have a bad game, that one game, if we're the ninth seed or for the 10th seed, oh, there goes our season. So, but hey, maybe it's for the better, right? Maybe it's for the better that our season will end early, because as of late, it's just been, well, not even as of late, all season, it's just been up and down. You know, you're riding on a high one game because you beat the Boston Celtics without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And then next game you're riding on a super, super, super low because, we just took an L to the Warriors and a team that we should have beat is such an important game. But y'all know how this go, man, as Lakers fans. So yeah, y'all, that's kind of where we're at as of today, as of March 21st. And then I guess some news that we can get into, we could get into some news until anybody has something to say. And for everybody that's in here so far, what's good, y'all? Happy to have everyone in here. Go ahead and drop something in the chat, drop your questions, drop your complaints, whatever y'all want to talk about. We can get into everything. But until then, what I want to get into is some of our injuries, right? So as we know, we've been struggling with injuries a lot this season, a lot. We've had Gabe Vincent, who man's played like five games. We had Cam Reddish and Vando, who's been instrumental to our perimeter defense, and they've been missing a whole bunch of time. But some good news on Cam Reddish, y'all. Some good news on Cam Reddish. I did hear that he is set to return against the 76ers tomorrow, because today's Thursday, March 21st. I hear he's set to return tomorrow for a game against the 76ers, which is big, right? Which is big. I'm not saying that Cam is going to go out there and drop a 40 ball and save us offensively, because that was never his role and that was never what he was intended to do on this Lakers team. But something that we all know that Cam Reddish does do is he brings great perimeter defense, point of attack defense. And when we go up against a very fast guard in Tyrese Maxey, De'Aaron Fox is still in the league, but I would argue to say, so I can't really, you know, say this definitively, but I would argue to say Tyrese Maxey's up there with De'Aaron Fox as fastest guard in the league. Y'all, he gets that ball, puts it on the ground, and poof, gone on the other end. And even with Cam Reddish, I fear that, to be honest. Even with Cam Reddish, I fear that. But without Cam Reddish, that would be even more to fear. So glad he's coming back. He could provide us some good perimeter defense, good point of attack defense. Just, if anything, just at least slow down that speed demon in Tyrese Maxey, man. But question I have for you guys, though, and y'all let me know here in the chat. Where are you guys as far as like this team? Like, where's your mindset? Where's your guys' opinions? Like, because I feel like I've seen it all over across the board, right? Because as mentioned, we have had so many injuries throughout this season, really, except to Bron and AD. They're the ones that's been able to stay most reliable and durable, which is surprising because AD was the most injury prone player coming into the season, and LeBron was by far the oldest player coming into the season. So what I want to know is, like, yeah, let me know in the chat. I mean, we got some people here and watching live. Like, how do y'all feel about this Lakers team as of March 21st? Like, is there any hope left for you guys? Is there any hope that, you know, maybe we can get a seventh seed or even just go into the play-in and have another Cinderella run? Or are you guys like, yeah, man, like, let's just call this season quits and let's just get ready to, you know, get ready and start focusing on the next season? Y'all let me know in the chat, man. Y'all let me know how y'all feeling about that. Because me personally, I'm not going to lie, guys, like I said, it's just this season's been so inconsistent. And there's times when, you know, I feel like, all right, you know, we're finally starting to turn the corner. We're finally starting to play the way we're expected to play the way that we should play. Right. And I kind of thought of this when we went on that, I believe it was like a 2 or 3 game winning streak, which is our biggest winning streak all season long so far, which just shows that we have been nothing more than mediocre all season long. But we went on that like 2 or 3 game winning streak. I believe is when we'd be like both the, I think, I don't want to misspeak, but I think it was like the Bucks and the Celtics. We had beat them, right? And I'm lit. Oh, what's going on, Kurt? What's going on, my brother? It's good to see you. It's good to see you. What's going on, everybody in the chat as well? But anyway, like I was saying, y'all, you know, I felt like it was good. I was like, all right, cool. We started to turn the corner. And then, boom, we lose and we take a L to teams like the Warriors. We take a L to teams that the Kings, when we should have easily been beating them, when AD is 0-9 against, I mean, 0-10 now, but was 0-9 against Sabonis, coming in knowing he's the better player, still doesn't dominate. Like, we should have won the Kings game, should have won the Warriors game. But and that's what I'm telling you, like, before those games, I came in on such a high, like, oh yeah, here we good, we gonna figure something out. Let's just get in the playoffs, and then we could figure it out. Don't nobody want to see us in a 7-game series. And then, boom, it turned, like, next 2 games following that, turns right around by losing to the Kings, losing to the Warriors. But let me see what Frank said here. As an outsider, and I appreciate the chat here, Frank, as an outsider, I don't think the Lakers aren't that good because of the lack of talent. They can beat teams that lack talent, like OKC, maybe the Wolves, but the rest, not so much. Yeah, Kurt, honestly, brother, Yeah, Frank, honestly, brother, I feel you. I mean, I feel like we have the talent. He said, hold on, let me see. He said, I mean, lack of playoff experience. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, see, definitely does not lack talent. They have a whole bunch of talent. That's like, I think their talent is actually what's carrying them here to freaking being the number one seed in the West and doing so good, because they're a team full of 20-year-olds that's just so damn talented and playing together. People always say AAU team, but to talk about your point, Frank, as far as you know, you don't feel like the Lakers don't lack talent. So, you know, they have the talent, and I'm right there with you because we have the talent, but I feel like what we struggle with is putting it together on a consistent basis, right? And I feel like that's the difference between the good teams and the great teams. The great teams are able to put that on a consistent basis. It's like, we got the talent, we got the coaching, and now let's just keep it rolling consistently. So I feel you, brother. That's really where we're at. But as far as like OKC and when Timberwolves, we've said this many times on here, man. I've given my opinion on this. I think that if we were to get the Oklahoma City Thunder, I'd feel very good about us in the 7-game series. Granted, they have, you know, the better guard. They have they don't have a better big because we have Anthony Davis, but I just think it's going to end up coming down to matchups, and Chet just isn't going to be able to hold not only just AD, but really any big in this league in the way that playoffs are played. So I'm with you for that. And then the Timberwolves, I used to want to get the Timberwolves before. I used to want to get the Timberwolves matchup, but now I really want the OKC matchup, to be honest. But let me see what Kurt said. Lakers are bipolar this year. That's a true lack of effort, but you can see a distrust with coaching and schemes. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely, Kurt. He said, if you listen to Max Christie's interview with Lamar Odom, there's confusion on the royal rhythm. Kurt, I'm so happy that you listened to that, Kurt, because literally just yesterday I was watching that interview. And first of all, Lamar Odom is wilding for saying he jacks off before every game, because that's crazy. I heard that like semen retention is actually important, and he's over here jacking off before games, which is crazy. But that's not what we're here to get into. We're here to get into what Max Christie said. And Kurt, you said it best, brother. Max Christie knew it himself that this Lakers team, like, we have no – yeah, Frank. Frank's like, what the fuck? Yeah, Frank, real quick. After this live is over, go look up Max Christie's interview on Lamar Odom's podcast. I believe it's called, like, LAD, L-A-D-E. And he said he jacks off before every game. He would jack off before every game, which is crazy. But anyway, Kurt, like I was saying – I agree, right? I mean, Max Christie talked about it. D'Lo talked about it earlier in the season. Now D'Lo's balling. Now it's all good. He's not tripping. But what I will say is that, I mean, Max talked about it. D'Lo's talked about it. I'm pretty sure Rui and AR has talked about it. Talk about how, like, coming into every game, they don't know their role. Like, one game it's play 26 minutes. Next game is play 10, right? I mean, now the Lakers and at least D'Lo's gotten a lot more consistent minutes, but earlier in the season, y'all remember how that is. And now Max Christie's going through the trenches of that. AR was going through the trenches of that earlier in the season. Remember when freaking Darvin Ham was like seriously considering and telling the public and the press, like, oh yeah, I think Austin Reaves fits better off the bench. I think Austin Reaves fits better off the bench. Like, yo, what are you talking about? So, and that kills a player's like confidence, like here's a player's rhythm, because you don't know where you're going to be in that night or where you're going to be utilized. So I feel you guys on that, and that's 100% on Coach Ham, the worst Lakers coach I've ever seen. And I've seen Byron Scott, I've seen Luke Walton, I've seen them all, guys. Kurt said, I hope podcasters don't do that for Fortnite. Hey Kurt, you are a heck of funny, brother. I feel you. That topic was meant for Joe to talk about. Man, nah, Lakers game is tomorrow. So tomorrow on the post game show with when Joe's on there, I will definitely get Joe's opinion on that, because that was wild. That definitely was wild. Let me see what Louis said. Louis said, "Who do the Lakers cheat next? Who do we cheat next? Is that how you feel, brother? Come on, why do you feel like we're Why do you feel like we're the cheaters? Why is it that? Let me know. But to answer your question, though, we play the 76ers next. Play the 76ers tomorrow. And then on Sunday, March 24th, we play the Pacers. So those are the next two upcoming games. Then following that is the Bucks. So, man, this is going to get harder and harder and harder. I'm for getting Cousins. Tyrone! Thank you, bro. Thank you, thank you, thank you, bro. I'm for getting either Cousins or Dwight. And the crazy thing is, Tyrone, I've been saying this for so long now, okay? Like, I've been saying this for so damn long, Tyrone. Look, man, I don't mean to keep repeating it over and over and over, but why in the F did we win in 2020? Why? I know y'all have heard me say this before. It's because of our defense. It's because we had two immaculate backup bigs in Dwight and JaVale. And it worked to a T, because guess what? If Anthony Davis, which is the real defensive player of the year that year, if Anthony Davis wasn't in there, we had Dwight, we had JaVale. And they was just cleaning stuff up at the glass. Players legitimately were afraid to go in the paint. And guess what? If you weren't afraid and you would go in there, Dwight and JaVale or AD would make sure they give you one really good hit, and boom, You for the rest of the game, now you thinking about this. And I'll tell you guys right now, as a basketball player, if you could get me to think about something just a little bit more, if you can get me thinking like, oh, hold on, I don't want to go in the paint. He right there. Let me go this or let me run a screen or let me shoot a midi or a three because instead of going in the paint. And if you get me thinking about something, you've already won 50% of the battle. 50% of basketball, I wouldn't even say 50. I would say 70% of basketball is mental, man. So I say all that to say, dog, we should have been had Cousins. We should have been had Dwight. And I'm not saying that these guys are going to play vital minutes and us getting to the finals. But no, they're going to play vital minutes off the bench and be able to just simply give AD rest to where now when AD's off the court, we don't have to put a scrawny Hayes, which Hayes has been doing his thing. But guys, come on, man. You can't tell me seriously that you expect this guy to give us valuable minutes in the playoffs. So it's like AD's just damn near going to have to not get off the court, to be real. So, yeah, I'm right there with you, Tyrone. I'm glad somebody said it. I'm all for getting Cousins or Dwight. Just as a backup big, help us out here. And especially now that Christian Wood is going to be out for the rest of the season, because I wasn't even considering Wood a real, real big, but he was having to play our big. So I'm definitely with that.
This is Raphael from NBADraftJunkies.com, and you are listening to the Lakers Fast Break.
Check out what's been going on with the Pop Culture Cosmo Show and the PCC Multiverse.
Bring me all of the Star Trek all of the time, and I will be an incredibly happy girl. Even if it's terrible. It's like pizza. Bad pizza is still pretty good because it's pizza. Bad Star Trek is still pretty good because it's still Star Trek. That's the way that I look at it.
Just let it sit in the refrigerator for a day and be cold.
That's it. Yep.
That's the Pop Culture Cosmo Show.
And the PCC Multiverse.
Catch our shows on Worldwide Radio 7 days a week and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kurt said, Jokic himself said 2020 he had problems with Lakers size. Come on, man. Come on. And you know what's crazy to me, Kurt? It's like, are we the only ones that are seeing this? Like, did Jokic just say this, you know, to the Lakers Fast Break family? Did he only say this to the Lakers corner family? Did he only say this to the Clutch Talk family? Did he only say this to us? Or did he not say that to the public? Like, is this not general news that Rob could have had, that Jeannie could have had, and just took this into account? Like, you know, that's crazy. That's why I really think that sometimes, I don't know, you guys. It's just sometimes I just feel like this Lakers organization, not feel like, I know this Lakers organization is just ran like a damn family business. And it's just starts all with Jeannie, man. But I'm glad you said it, Kurt. Let me see. Louis said, you guys need to get Jokic when he, yeah. Oh, man. I mean, brother, I don't think he'll ever become available. I ain't going to lie to you, brother. I think he's going to play out his career in Denver. Mike Malone and whoever's a GM over there, Denver will never let him walk. Give him whatever money he wants, however he wants, whenever he wants. And then as soon as Jokic is like, yo, I'm done, he's going to go back to Serbia and ride his damn horses. So I'd love it if we get Jokic, but I just don't think that's a possibility. Frank said Lakers might as well get Giannis too if they're getting Jokic. For real, huh? We might as well just bring Jason Tatum, Giannis, Luka. Bring him on if you're going to bring him. Let me see. The retort to Dwight and Boogie would be there's a reason no one else picked them up. But guys, I hear you. Yeah, and Gerald said that last time we were on the postgame shows. He's like, there's a reason nobody picked them up. Well, for DeMarcus Cousins, I can answer you right now. The reason I don't think nobody picked him up and can't confirm this, there's two-part reasons. One part is his attitude. I've heard from almost every team his attitude is terrible. But as we all know, when players get older, when players' contract dry up, their attitude changes up very quick because of just a situation and opportunity. But as far as on the court, something that I can guarantee, I know he just signed a contract for another like 1 or 2 months with like the team in Taiwan. So he can't get picked up for at least another 1 or 2 months. That's Boogie. But Dwight, on the other hand, he can get picked up. He could get picked up. We just would have to drop a player that's a full-time player. Like, we can't drop Skylar Mays because, you know, he's on a two-way contract. Let me see with Just, what's the deal, my brother? That's how the NBA is. Always room for washed old talent, but some of these young bucks don't get no run. but are expected to be future stars. So what are you trying to say here, Jess? Are you trying to say that you don't want these old washed guys because you'd rather just give the runs and give the burn to the young guys so they can get the experience? Or are you saying bring on these old guys? Because I think that it's very situational, right? Like, I think vets are needed in the league. Like, I don't want to get away from vets. I think vets are what helps players be able to navigate not only the NBA, but their life outside of the NBA, and helps them make smart moves and whatnot. Kind of similar to that John Morant situation. I really believe that if there were some good vets in John Morant's year, it wouldn't have went down the way it went down. That's what I mean as far as that. But what do you mean by that, Jess? Let me know. Elaborate if you're still in the chat, man. Appreciate everybody that's in here locked in. Let me see. One or two vets is cool, but most definitely don't need a team full of bench full of OGs, because then you're just taking away shots, taking away minutes, and taking away experience from some of these young guys that I think could learn. And I think the best teacher in life is what? Experience. And all my OGs out there definitely know that. So I think, you know, it's always situational. And I think with the Lakers, I think we need a big, and in this situation, it could be a vet and a big. So works out both ways. But I'm right there with you. Definitely one or two OGs. Let me see what Kurt said. Kurt said two glaring issues from the offseason were never addressed. And physical. Yeah, absolutely, Kurt. Absolutely. This has been an issue really since 2021. We got away from it in 2020. We had literally all of that, Kurt, in 2020. And in 2021, we got away from it all, which is so damn frustrating, because I just don't understand the mindset of our front office. The Mavs gotten bigger this trade deadline, and Jokic struggled against us. So it's facts. Jokic struggles when you have, yeah, I mean, you guys, it's really not rocket science. Like, if somebody is just, and pause when I say this, just banging you all day and just hitting you and making you play physical, it brings you out. Like, it brings you out of your element. I mean, like, some players like Kobe or whatnot, like, that turns them up and it actually makes them get a million times better. But like, some of these guys, they don't want to be hit like that. They out here to just hoop. They're not out here to wrestle. They're not trying to play football. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure Jokic struggles when it's a lot of big man, a lot of looks. That, like, that's the thing, right? Because for a player like Jokic, y'all, he's so damn good. You cannot keep one defender on him all game. Like, he gonna go down court, you know, one or two, three times, and he gonna figure you out. He gonna figure out how you defending him, what you giving him, and he's gonna simply take what you're giving him. But when you are able to have, you know, multiple bodies to throw at him, like in 2020, we had AD, we had Dwight, we had JaVale, we had so many different bodies to throw at him. And it's like, you're going to have to figure out all these different schemes. And until then, we're going to be physical with you. Frank said, I like some of the big men depth you guys have. Smart moves. Yes, absolutely. The Mavs, they honestly probably won the trade deadline. Like, the way that they addressed all their issues, and it's just the pieces fit perfect. Like, adding PJ Washington, amazing. We'll talk about an upgrade from Grant. Adding Daniel Gafford, a pick and roll partner for Luka and Kyrie, amazing. Cleaning the glass. Bro almost set a freaking NBA record, almost passing, like, what, Kareem for a consecutive field goal. So, yeah. Let me see what J.E. said. J.E., appreciate everybody in the chat, man, showing love. Go ahead, drop your questions in the chat. I will get around to it all. J.E. said, even John Wall wants to come back, probably out of money. Damn. I mean, shoot, he probably is out of money because, well, actually, I don't want to be going to narrative saying that he's out of money. But, I mean, they have a lavish lifestyle. Because they made a lot of money, they had a lavish lifestyle, and I'm sure it's high maintenance to upkeep. So, probably out of money, but probably also really wants to play basketball again. I wouldn't blame him. I love basketball. I'd love to be in the NBA. If I didn't have to keep a roof over my daughter's head, and, like, money-wise didn't matter, and, like, I was just going to have a roof over her head no matter what, boy, I'll play in the NBA for free. But if I got to keep roof over my daughter's head. And if that's the case, I can't be spending all my time working on my game and not getting paid for it. You know what I'm saying? We had our season full of old vets that didn't go well. Are you talking about Russ, Kurt? Are you talking about Russ, AD, and Bron? Because that was – I don't think that the team was full of vets. I think that just this team had problems up and down the roster, to be honest. Wait until Trevor Ariza comes back. I remember that. That was hilarious. I ain't going to lie. It was like, wait till Trevor Ariza comes back. But you know what was the other hilarious one? Was when Kendrick Nunn came to the Lakers. Y'all, I swear, the first year Kendrick Nunn came to the Lakers, I thought this boy was about to change the landscape of our future. I was like, well, he's injured. Like, watch when Kendrick Nunn comes back. And every time I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, watch when Kendrick Nunn comes back. Watch when Kendrick Nunn comes back. He came back and bro literally forgot how to hoop. So it's crazy. Let me see what Jess said. I guess my argument with that is that teams expect 20 to 24-year-olds to be balling out there, but aren't given much run. Then you got vets averaging 5 and 20. Yeah, I agree. Look, just I think that the expectation is set so high for these young guys that they're like, yo, just go ball out, go do your thing. But I mean, you got to look at like some people, their growth, it's not, you know, it's, I don't even know if I'm using the right word here, linear. I think linear would be like this, but some people's growth, like it's really not like that. Some people's growth is like, duh, 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 duh. Like that's really how some people's growth is in their game. And honestly, it takes time, but the NBA is so impatient. These GMs and these vets are so impatient. They just do away with players and give them no burn, you know, no time to get it together. And it's sad. It's sad because there's players who go on to other teams to be great and teams end up missing out all because they couldn't wait. And I really blame that on the ring culture. Everybody wants to win a ring. Got to go win a ring now. Go win a ring now. Go win a ring now. So it's like, what are you doing for me now? What are you doing for me now? What are you doing for me to help me win a ring now? Like it's not 5 to 6 years down the line, which you know, is sad because giving up on a lot of young talent. Same Kurt Mavs. Da, 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 da. Yep. Let me see what Jess said. Jess said off topic, but noticed with the Warriors, my team the other day, boy, he balling out right now. We pick up players like, bro, Jess, you know, what's crazy to me, Jess. So when Wiseman was on the Warriors, I was telling everybody, I was like, yo, well, actually, before he even got drafted to the Warriors, I was telling everyone, like, this guy has potential to be the next AD. Like, we're talking about a 6'9", almost 7 foot big, who got that midi, who could run a pick and pop, who could run a pick and roll. He's just an ideal big in this league. I'm like, just let him play into his role. Let him get minutes. Let him learn through the fire. You know who else got to learn through the fire? Jordan Poole got to learn through the fire. When Jordan Poole's first couple years in the league, the Warriors were absolutely dog poop. But guess what? He was out there getting burned, was out there getting minutes, out there getting shots up, learning through experience. And then he ended up being a vital part in them in their championship win. Because why? He got the chance to learn through experiences and play through the game. And that's how I feel about Wiseman. Wiseman just never got that chance. Now, I understand why Steve Kerr never gave him that chance, is he never fit the timeline, right? Like when Wiseman came in with like his rookie year, he was that was like when the Warriors were trying to win. They were like, all right, we're in win now mode. So they weren't really looking to develop somebody. But it's sad because now he goes off and he's able to ball out. He's able to do his thing. And the Warriors gave up on a prototypical NBA big who could have been the future of their team. But they did all that to fit the win now timeline. Granted, they ended up winning and it ended up working out for them. So good for them. But what I'll say is that, you know, you gave up on a young player way too early. And I don't want to misspeak. So I'm going to pull up Basketball Reference real quick, but I'm almost positive James Wiseman didn't even end up playing a full 82 game season for the Warriors. So let me confirm that real quick. And then I will continue to get to these comments here. But let me see. Yep. He played for the Warriors, played 39 games the first year. And then the second year he played on the Warriors, he only played 21. So bro literally never played one full season for the Warriors. And people were out here calling him a bust. Teams gave up on him just way too early. That's the problem with ring culture, everybody. Yes, sir. Thank you, Kurt. Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate the love. Check me out, Lakers Corner. It's on YouTube. Check me out, Clutch Talk, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're on all that. What's good, sports baby? How you doing, my dog? How you doing? How you doing, bro? Happy to have everybody in here. I'm man, grateful for all you guys up in the chat, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love the comments, man. Love the interaction. Keep it coming. Ask your questions. Put your complaints. We could talk about the Lakers or talk about another team if you want to. Just went on and talked about the Warriors. So, you know, Frank, if you're a Mavs fan, we could chop it up about the Mavs. I keep up with the entire league. But Just said, imagine what direction we could have went on if we would have been patient with Wiseman. Come on, Just. Just preaching the gospel, man. I might have to mess around and bring Just on here with me because yeah, if you guys would have been patient with Wiseman, I think that he could have been molded around GOATs, like not the GOAT, because we know who that is. Oh, bang. But he could have been molded around GOATs and Curry and Clay and Draymond. Like, those are GOATs for the Warriors, right? And he could have been molded around that. And imagine the growth he would have took instead of being molded around freaking Dwayne Casey and whatever. Oh, sorry, not Dwayne Casey. Dwayne Casey was the old coach for the Pistons. Monty Williams, instead of being coached on Monty Williams in a 27 game losing streak. So yeah, I'm with you right there. Just prototypical big, and could have been molded around some great players, but unfortunately just wasn't. PJ Washington also randomly became Wemby stopper, LOL, like IDK, how Wemby struggles when PJ's defending him, but I'll take it. Hey man, you know what I said? So I actually like PJ Washington a lot. When the whole situation with Miles Bridges went down, I was like, watch, like PJ Washington's gonna just explode onto the scene. And not a lot of people was catching Hornets games. Now, granted, I'm a League Pass lover. I'm watching League Pass every single night. So I caught some Hornets games and I was like, yeah, PJ Washington's that guy. And when he got traded to the Mavs, I actually said it on my podcast. I said it on Clutch Talk. I said, y'all, watch how PJ Washington going to burst onto the scene. Everybody going to start talking about him because he's really a low-key do-it-all type guy out there. Literally, like, do-it-all out there. Could play some defense. Like, as Frank was mentioning, he's the Wemby stopper. There's not many Wemby stoppers. Could play some defense. He could be a pick-and-roll. He could be a pick-and-pop. He could be a spot-up shooter. Like, he honestly is a great do-it-all type player, great role player in this league. And I knew when he went to the Mavs, he'd just get more national televised games and would get more attention. But let me see here. What's going on, my peoples? The teams the Lakers need to lose are winning. That's another problem. Another problem, sports baby, because you know why? Another problem that we can only blame ourselves for, because earlier in the season when we were punting games, when LeBron was sitting out games that he literally just clearly did not have to sit out for, that he could have been there and his extra, you know, 5 to 10 points, 20 points, whatever he would have given us that night could have made the difference of the game. We could have won the game. So that's the issue. It's like now we've put ourselves in the predicament to where not only do we need to win, but we need them to lose. So it's just like odds are very, very low here, guys. Very, very low. Kurt, some players just take longer to develop or figure it out. The NBA. Look at Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, Chauncey Billups, etc. What a great, 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 great point. Some players just takes longer to figure it out. You guys, like, the game doesn't just come to everyone like this. Sometimes it takes confidence. Sometimes it takes getting out there, seeing the speed of the game. I think that's the number one thing that I hear players say all the time is like, you know, college, even if you're playing at a top tier Division One, you know, Duke, Kentucky, UCLA, you name it, top tier college talent, Division One. Even those guys say like, yeah, that jump from college to the league is crazy. The pace of the game is insane, and some players just need to get used to that pace. Sunday, my boy, what's the deal? What's the deal, man? Happy to have you, my brother. Happy to have you. We locked in, my boy. Let me know what you got in the chat. I'm pulling up everybody's chat here going on. Oh, what's going on, my dog? What's going on, my dog, Garrett, man? Oh, I'm so, see, this right here makes me happy, y'all. This warms my heart right here. Cause this my boy Garrett, this my dog right here, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all go check out Garrett's channel, Super Mario Hoops 24, man. Y'all go check him out. He drops banger NBA videos. Great, even a better dude. Great content creator, even a better dude. My dog, man. Happy to have you, bro. Thank you for you tuning in here with us. Let me see what Jess said. Bron is the GOAT, no question about that. Boy done seen it all. Done seen it all, Jess. And I'm so happy that you on agreeing with me, because a lot of the times, Jess, I'll be having to fight. I'll be having to fight for my my take. The other day, I was talking to Joe. You know Joe, Jess. And I'm over here having to debate and argue with Joe as to why Bron's my GOAT. And I mean, we get into that if y'all really want me to get into it, but that's just at the end of the day, it's extremely subjective. But Jay, what's the deal, Jay? Happy to see you, my brother. Happy to everybody locked in here with me. Go ahead and get in whatever comments y'all want, questions, complaints, debates. Sure, we can get into whatever, y'all. Yes, sir. Kurt, appreciate you. Broussard said Ant will never be better than MJ. Like, I loved MJ is my GOAT, but we can't just assume new upcoming players won't be better. We are setting them up to fail. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I constantly hear the comparison of Ant and MJ. And real quick, just because I said comparison is a thief of joy. I say that all the time to my girl and my daughter. Don't ever compare yourself, because comparison is a thief of joy. So love that you say that, Kurt. That's some great OG advice. But about what Sports Baby said, honestly, like to respond to this comment, because I agree with Kurt, comparison is a thief of joy. Let them be dumb. Let Ant be Ant. Let MJ be MJ. But I do constantly compare their game. I hear the comparison of their games, and I don't see it. I don't see it. Like, maybe in the demeanor and the way that they carry themselves, but as far as the game wise, like, I just don't see it, to be honest. Let me see. I feel like Richard is lying with that. Like he said, he's got MJ on speed dial. Yeah, honestly, that's wild. My dog, man. Appreciate you. Now you the goat. That Garrett the goat, man. All right, let me see. Well, Rob, what's the deal, Rob? Happy to have you here. Let's see what Rob said. Rob said, if Denver finishes as the second seed and Lakers jump to the eighth seed in the play-in spot tournament, do you think the Lakers would secretly try to lose to avoid Denver in the first round? Look, guys. Look. I'm going to be honest here. I'm never the fan, and I'm never the one to say duck smoke. I'm never the one to say duck smoke. I'm looking for all types of smoke. Like, how, well, what did John Moran say? I'm running up the chimney, right? But when we look at the Denver Nuggets and our history with them, when we look at the way that we just do not match up with them, the way that they just have just dogged us out and just honestly been outright the better team than us in the last couple of, not even more than couple of times we've met them. Maybe you want to duck smoke with the Denver Nuggets, man, because I just think that that would be setting yourself up for failure is, you know, playing against the Denver Nuggets. Like, I want to get the Denver Nuggets preferably in the same way we got them last year, which is the Western Conference Finals, which is like, this is the most tired you could possibly be, because besides them just being tired, like, I don't know how we'd beat them. Like, honestly, when you look at matchups wise, like, we can't match up with the backcourt. AD should match up with Jokic, but it's so tough because it's like AD can cancel Jokic out. Sure. Okay. If you want to say that, but then Jokic is just going to kill us with these backdoor cuts. I mean, Aaron Gordon is going to kill us with these backdoor cuts. MPJ is going to kill us with these backdoor cuts. And Jokic is going to kill us with finding him. You know, it's one thing I love that Jokic does all the time with Aaron Gordon. He'll be posting up. He'll be body, body, body. He'll see Aaron Gordon cutting backdoor, and then he throws up this little shot. It really looks like a floater every single time, but it ends up being a lob. Aaron Gordon comes, pow, bangs out. And honestly, our defense, I just cannot trust our defense to be able to, you know, stay on top of that for a 7-game series. And so I say all this to say, Robert, I think if we had to face the Denver Nuggets, I mean, it'd be tough, you know, but I don't want to say duck smoke, y'all, because I'm just not the type to, you know, to say duck smoke. But I think that it would only ruin us, y'all, to try to go up against the Denver Nuggets, especially in that first round, man. So that's where I'm at with that. But OKC, I'm right there with you. I'm ready for that smoke. I'm really ready for anybody's smoke, to be honest with you. I just don't want the Denver Nuggets smoke. Like I'm even willing to bring the Clippers, definitely bring Minnesota, definitely bring Oklahoma, definitely bring the Pelicans, definitely bring the Clippers. Honestly, y'all, the only team I'm really scared out, and this is crazy. I don't want to say scared, but just don't want to go up against the Denver Nuggets because I don't know if we can handle that. My dog, AJ, appreciate you, my dog. Appreciate you being tapped in. Go ahead, get that money, my boy. I know how the sales game go. Let me see. Everybody smashed. Oh, appreciate you, Sean. Everybody smashed the like button. Johnny's the truth. Yep, I have no agenda. I'm out here just talking. I'm just talking the love of my life. I just love basketball, y'all. And I love the Lakers. So I'm out here just talking, and you guys are what keep me going here for 40 minutes so far. We've been on here to live for 40 minutes. And shout out everybody that's in the chat, man. W to all of you guys. You guys are the real goats. Forget Bron. You guys are the real goats because you guys are keeping me going, man. Let me see here. Robert, yeah, Robert. It's a tough one, brother. It's a tough one. Y'all don't think the Nuggets are trying to match up with the Lakers? Nuggets weren't as hot as beginning of the season, but are now. I mean, honestly, I think the Nuggets are so damn good. Like, I don't think that they're necessarily like trying to just match up with the Lakers. Like, I really genuinely feel like they could just beat anybody, and they know that and they feel that. They have such an innate ability to just turn it up whenever they want, and it's crazy to me because only great teams are able to do that, right? Only great teams are able to be like, all right, you know, the other team went on a run. Maybe they led the entire first half. All right, here we go. Turn it up. Number one team I think about doing when I think about that is actually the Warriors, when the Warriors were in their prime. I mean, I just remember watching so many Warriors games and watching them boys be down in the first half. And that third quarter came, it was over. Over! They had come back and just pop the rest of the league, and they wasn't tripping. And like they knew that was going to happen in the third quarter, so they wasn't even tripping about what happened on in the first half. So I think that's how the Denver Nuggets is. So to answer your question, Frank, I don't think that they're secretly trying to get the Lakers, because I think that they're like, cool, bring the Lakers, bring the Wolves, bring whoever. I think they're looking past all of the West, and they're already looking to the Celtics, in my opinion.
We're signaling the ref for a quick timeout, but we'll be back with more of the Lakers Fast Break Podcast. Needing an edge for your fantasy football team? Listen to the guys at Inside Sports Fantasy Football for insight that will help you reach your league championship. That's Inside Sports Fantasy Football. Check it out today on your favorite podcast outlet.
John, do you think D'Lo is going to change the narratives in the playoffs this year? I hope so, man. I really hope so. I really hope so, because last year, you know, he came up big in other series besides that Nugget series. But also, like, one thing that I constantly remind people is that, like, the Denver Nuggets were just they're just a better team than us. Like, it wasn't just D'Lo that got played off the court. It was so many other players that also got played off the court. So, like, I don't really buy into that whole narrative of, like, you know, D'Lo is a playoff dropper and a playoff disappear. I just think that we faced a team that was able to exploit our weaknesses to the point where multiple players got played off the court. I think D'Lo is going to continue to do what he's doing, right? What we've been seeing him do throughout these last, two or three months, I think that's what he's going to continue to do in playoffs. Now, the numbers may drop a little bit because he's not going to have the ball in his hands as much. Because in my opinion, I want the ball in LeBron's hands. I need LeBron making decisions. I need LeBron orchestrating the floor. I need LeBron playmaking. I need LeBron bringing the ball down court. But when LeBron is not in, that's when I need D'Lo orchestrating. I need D'Lo playmaking. I need D'Lo trying to go get a bucket himself, being aggressive, but also always looking for that role man, whether it's Hayes, whether it's AD, whether it's, I mean, that's our only real bigs at this point, because Wood is out for the rest of the season, if y'all didn't know. So I hope he just keeps this up, Kurt. I hope he just keeps this up. Sports Baby said we shouldn't have the GOAT convo yet. LeBron hasn't retired. Once he retires, then we can take out their resumes and debate on it. That's real. I like that, Sports Baby. I like that. I mean, honestly, I think that, you know, the GOAT debate is more for just banter, right? Like it's just banter, because at the end of the day, I feel like it's all extremely subjective, right? It's like who you grew up on, like who captivated you. And I say this all the time, because it's like, dude, Michael Jordan's stats is all there. I've watched Michael Jordan games, like hardwood classics. I've gone back. I've seen it all. If you have NBA League Pass, you can go back and watch a whole bunch of games on the watch tab. So if you didn't know that, go ahead and do that. You can watch classic finals matchups. And I'm going to be honest, you guys, like Jordan just didn't gravitate. Like, I need to watch this man, because also the game was played differently back then than it is now. The way the game is played now, that's the way I like to see the game. Get up and down the court. Boom, 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 boom. Let's score up to 120, 130 points per game. Offensive-minded game. Just doing all this, the glitz and the glamour and all of that. And not saying that Jordan didn't have the glitz and the glamour, but it's like back then, you know, he'll do one dunk with his legs spread out wide and people thought the world was going to end because they ain't never seen nothing like it. Nowadays, shoot. I bet you Hayes could do that, right? Or Jay just said Zach LaVine. If we're talking about just, you know, crazy ass dunks, Zach LaVine could do that. So does that constitute Zach LaVine as the GOAT? So that's why, like, I think that it's all, you know, extremely subjective, based on what you watched, right? Like growing up. And I watched Kobe growing up, and I also watched Bron growing up. And I've said this many times. Kobe Bryant was the reason I got into hoops, y'all. Kobe Bryant is the entire reason I even watch basketball. But in 2020, LeBron James became my GOAT because I had to put biases aside and say, damn, this man at 36 years old just led the league in assists and won a championship? Yeah. Nobody touching that type of longevity. Nobody touching that type of impact on the game. Nobody touching that type of all-around greatness. Like, he's not just a scorer, not just a passer, like, not just a rebounder. He's what, like, damn near top 10 and all that I just listed, and number one scorer of all time, which I don't think anyone will pass, to be honest with you, in my opinion. Let me see. Sean, great to see you as always. Yeah, Sean, it is always great to see Kurt. Sean, I agree. Kurt, you're the guy. You're the guy. Zach. Sean said, love the way D'Lo chirped at Bruce when Brown was playing for the Pacers earlier this season. Russell will be on a mission to prove the doubters wrong in the playoffs. Absolutely. He will be on a mission, and he better accomplish this mission, because he accomplishes that mission, it helps us accomplish our mission. Let me see what Kurt said here. What's your take on LeBron re-signing? Is he worth even the 50 to 60 mil a season? Look, guys, I talked about this last week I did a stream when I had my brother on here. And my situation with that is, like, if we're not going to re-sign LeBron, what's the plan? I just want to know what's the plan, because it's like, yes, like, that's a boatload of money, and it's insane, and it's kind of upsetting that we'd have to drop that much, because it could just only help us make our roster deeper. But it's like, if you're not going to sign LeBron, where are we going? Like we're going to be stuck in mediocrity if we don't sign LeBron. Because I've said this a million times. Anthony Davis is not a 1A. He's just not. You need to have someone next to him. So Jay just said real quick, Jay and Kurt and all these guys said sign and trade. Kurt says sign and trade for Zach LaVine. Sign and trade LeBron. So something like that. Okay. If that's the plan, then maybe I could get a little bit more on board with him, but it's tough guys. Cause I mean, look, like he's 39 years old, but y'all see what the man is doing, right? Y'all see what the man is doing. And it's tough when you say things like this, J.E., like Lakers are mediocre with LeBron, because I think you're just looking at the numbers, right? Because I'm pretty sure you're gonna give me that stat that like, oh, the Lakers are better without LeBron, better when like LeBron doesn't play or whatnot. But numbers aren't always black and white. Like they're really not always black and white. And I watch every single Lakers game, and I would be lying to you if I told you that I genuinely believe this team would be better off with LeBron off it. Like I would be lying to you. I would be lying to you if I told you that, because you can't replace the man's ability to just go get a bucket at any time. You can't replace the man's ability to play in so many roles. He could play in the passing lanes. And I mean, sorry, not the passing lanes. He'd play in the lanes and D'Lo could hit him. He could be on ball and be the primary ball handler and be playmaking and decision making for us. He can really do everything. I mean, so it's tough, right? It's tough. And then Zach LaVine, like personally for Zach LaVine, I don't think he'd fill in all the holes that we'd be missing if we lost LeBron. Frank said, "Who's Jalen Hood-Scafino? Shan's reporting that he went under the procedure today." Jalen Hood-Scafino is our draft pick. He's our rookie. We just drafted him this year, I believe, with the 17th pick. I believe that was. So Jalen Hood-Scafino is it's funny, Frank? It's funny that you say that, because I actually got a take on that. So thank you, Frank, for turning up a rant in me, because I'm about to rant real quick for a second about the Lakers damn front office. And everybody that's in the chat after Frank's comment, don't worry, I'm gonna get to y'all comments, but I need a rant on this real quick, because I've thought about this a whole lot of times, y'all, and I do not understand, for the love of me, why in the world the Lakers did not take a chance on Cam Whitmore. Okay, so check this out, you guys. In the draft, Cam Whitmore was supposed to be a top 7 pick. The man was supposed to be like a lottery pick, okay? He's supposed to be a lottery pick. And then the day of the draft, some doctors come out and they're like, oh, we found a problem with his knee. Or it's like something like that. It was some type of little issue he had in his knee. And he drops. Cam Whitmore legitimately drops. And I don't want to misspeak, so I'm pull up what draft pick he was. Whitmore draft pick. He was the 20th, okay? So Cam Whitmore drops from the projected a lottery pick to the 20th overall pick, okay, to the Houston Rockets. And he drops. Why? Why does he drop? Because of these little reports that came out where like, oh, he has this problem with his knee or whatnot. So the Lakers with the 17th pick, we go with Jalen Hood-Scafino. And I remember at the time, shout out my brother. I was talking to my brother about this. I was like, yo, we're going to get Cam Whitmore. I can't believe Cam Whitmore fell to us, because I was thinking, yo, what's wrong? Why is Cam Whitmore dropping? And when it got to our pick and Cam Whitmore was still on the board, I was like, thank God, we're going to be able to pick up Cam. This is going to be great. And then Adam Silver comes out, says our pick, says Jalen Hood-Scafino. Okay, you know what? It is what it is. All right, maybe Jalen Hood-Scafino could be cool. I go to Vegas for summer league. I watched Jalen Hood-Scafino. He was solid. He was solid. Solid little guard or whatnot. But what does not make any sense to me as of today, as of the way the season's gone on, is the fact that Jalen Hood-Scafino has been getting little to no burn. I mean, so much so that we bought in Skylar Mays, the man who was waived earlier in the season by another team. We bought him in on a two-way contract, and he was getting minutes before Jalen Hood-Scafino. Okay, so by that theory, if you were just going to say, F it, rookie, you're not even going to get a chance. You're going to have to figure this out in the G League. If that's the case, why in the world do we not take a chance on Cam Whitmore? That's my problem. So we legitimately just let Cam Whitmore go for basically nothing. Like, bro, if we were just gonna, if we were gonna do the same thing that we're doing to Jalen Hurts-Scafino on Cam Whitmore, then you should have just gave Cam a chance. Because as you see, the man's balling out right now for the Rockets. The man has he's averaging 11 points for the Rockets, while Jalen Hurts-Scafino can't seem to stay on the damn court. He can't seem to stay on the damn court in the NBA. And I'm not trying to knock Jalen Hurts-Scafino. I'm not trying to knock him, but I'm trying to knock our damn front office. Because it's like, if you were going to this whole time just play our rookie like this and just leave him freaking sitting on the bench rotting, playing in the G League, then why in the world would you not take a chance on the man who is projected to be a lottery pick? Makes no damn sense. Sorry, you guys. I've been trying to get that off for a minute. That really pisses me off as to why the dumbass Lakers front office did that. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank, for igniting a rant in me, man. Let me see what Kurt said here. I'm gonna catch up to the comments real quick because I had to go on that rant real quick. Let me get some water while I catch up in the comments. I don't think that what you've been hearing on here about James possibly signing up is correct. The CBA limits players on the for signing more than two deal. I'm gonna be honest, I need to do some more studying on the CBA. So if y'all know the CBA, definitely school me up. I'm not the type to lie to you guys and act like I know everything. I do not know everything. So I don't know too much about the CBA. So please school me up on that if you can, Sean. Kurt said, I was playing devil's advocate for discussion, but yes, all is true. I know regardless of what people want, we will resign him. Yeah, for sure. Sean said, Lakers are 5-4 without LeBron James this season, but we're so much worse in prior seasons. 9 games isn't a large enough sample size to determine that the Lakers are better without LeBron. I'm here to tell you right now, we are not better without LeBron James. I ain't guarantee you that. Sean, rant. I hope y'all enjoyed the rant, man. Hope you guys like that rant. Y'all let me know, did y'all like the rant? Because I ain't gonna lie, I was turned up. Because I feel it. I really feel this. Like, these things really get me going, man. Probably picked up JSS because some hidden deal. You mean some hidden deal unknown to us? Is that what you mean, brother? JSS college highlights were not that impressive, in my opinion. Because it's March, I got to talk about this. I'm the type of dude where I low-key don't give a fudge about college, to be honest. Show me what you could do in the league. Like, college is cool, and now maybe I'll watch, like, you know, Final Four or whatnot for, like, March Madness. But to me, it's like, bro, I don't care what you did before here. You're going to have to show me right now. And I feel the same way. I'll be on the court. Like, I tell this to my friends, right? Like, y'all know, you know, Bron is my GOAT or whatnot. But if for whatever reason, you know, Bron was at 24 Hour Fitness or at, like, you know, City Sports or whatever, and I'm in there, bro, Bron, you're going to have to show me. Like, you're going to have to show me. Like, I know you to go. I know everybody talk about, you know, you, Mr. 40K points, Mr. this, Mr. that, Mr. do it all. You're going to have to show me. Come on. So that's how I feel really about college, overseas, all that. Lakers wanted a big guard. But if we was just a bloodhound, what's good, my brother? It's good to see. But if we was just going to sit this guard down, whether big, small, or whatever, then we should have just took him. That's just how I feel about it. Let me see here. G League highlights doesn't mean anything. Thank you, Jay. I feel that. Excuse me. Got you, Kurt. There are pluses and minuses for extending, pluses and minuses for extending him. But I don't like the alternate at this point unless you can sign him and trade for a star. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be a good, nice young star that we could pair up with Anthony Davis, because it would have to be a good pairing, too, that actually makes sense. Joe's rubbing off on you and not the LeBron Odom. God damn, Joe. I mean, goddamn, Kurt, that's hella funny. Jalen Hurts-Scafino isn't a win-now draft pick. Lakers are in win-now mode. Come on, we have 39-year-old LeBron James. Come on. Oh, Sean said, pretty good rant. Shots are next. I got a shot of water right here, baby. You know what they say? Hey, this ain't water, baby. This Great Goose. Oh, I'm just kidding. Now this is actually really water. Frank said, good impression of Joe. Literally, Cam Whitmore, James. Oh, I ain't gonna lie, brother. I know exactly who you're talking about. You're talking about that Golden State Warriors dude, but I cannot pronounce his name, and I'm not even gonna try it. But yeah, right there with you, Jay. All those guys. Jay, he said yes. I hope you were saying yes to the rant. Appreciate you, my brother. Trace Jackson Davis had to stick around for multiple seasons at Indiana because he didn't want to live because he didn't live up to the hype coming in, but seems to play out of his mind versus the Lake Show. Yeah. I mean, he also did that because there was also no AD, to be real. If you guys talking about the game when AD got poked in the eye, the floor opens up a lot more if Anthony Davis is not on the court. Hence what we were saying at the beginning of this stream, which is, gosh damn it, let's get a real freaking big to freaking back up Anthony Davis so we don't have to put Hayes and he can get destroyed by Trace Jackson Davis. But Bloodhound said, I agree. I thought JSS pick was a wrong one. His scouting report wasn't even impressive. I read that Pelinka overruled the scouts. Yeah. Pelinka, I wouldn't be surprised if Pelinka, Genie, and Darvin Ham are all secretly in a Michael Jordan cult to make sure LeBron James doesn't pass Michael Jordan in whatever way. I mean, in my opinion, he already passed Michael Jordan, but I guess in the majority's opinion, because what kind of fudge stuff is that, Rob Pelinka? I was going to cuss, but I don't want to do that to Gerald. Gerald be having to bleep him out. Jay, brother, what? Serious? Hell no. Hell no. He's not a good GM. Hell no. Hell no. This man does one good move and then ducks off for hella long. And then the second you try to hold him accountable for those moves that he did wrong, he like, oh, but look, I did that. Look, I did that. Hell no. Bro, Rob Pelinka only got this job because, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure he was Kobe's agent back in the day, and Kobe rocked with him, and they asked Kobe, who should we bring on? And pretty sure that's the way it went down. That's the only reason I'm pretty sure Rob Pelinka is a GM. If y'all that know a little bit more than me, if y'all know a little bit more about me about that, like, y'all let me know, because I'm pretty sure that that's the case. I ain't gonna lie. Do you think Darvin Ham will begin playing LeBron closer to 40 minutes a night during the last six games of the regular season? It all depends on how the standings look. If we still have a chance to get to that seventh or eighth seed, I think you gotta exert LeBron James to the max. I said this on the last postgame show. Like, this is our playoffs. Our playoff starts now. Like, you know, some teams, you know, they'll start gearing up for playoffs a little bit closer, and they'll start really turning up and, you know, forcing their star players to just play a whole bunch of minutes. And, oh, I don't care if you're tired, I don't care if you're injured, and go ahead, thug it out. Ours starts now because of, like I mentioned earlier in the stream, we punted so many games throughout the season that we could have easily won and not put ourselves in this situation. But now we are in a situation to where we desperately need that seventh or eighth seed, because we cannot leave the play-in game to chance, because one game could be one just really inconsistent game, and that could be our season right there and then. But that was the most recent comment. So if y'all got something to comment, please do continue. But honestly, guys, I love doing the stream with y'all. I really love doing the stream with y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all keep your boy entertained. I'm not gonna lie, man. Y'all keep me entertained. There was a report out this past week saying Kobe Bufkin was top of our draft board scouts, apparently, like Cam Whitmore, but Rob like JHS since he saw him in the Big Ten. Well, goddamn. Whatever Rob likes, we need to go the opposite direction, because Rob, you're not that guy. You know, I don't know if y'all ever seen that video where it's like, hey, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy, buddy. You're just not that guy. That's what I would say to Rob if I seen him. You're not that guy. You're not that guy. But yeah, about Cam, y'all know, y'all heard my rant. Y'all know how I feel about Cam. Y'all know we should have definitely brought Cam in. Kobe Bufkin, man. Can I tell you a story about Kobe Bufkin? So you know how I said I went to Summer League. So I was actually at the Hawks game because Kobe Bufkin got picked up by the Hawks, and I was sitting next to this one girl who, I'm not gonna lie, y'all, like, was just dressed like kind of bougie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked like they, like, you got all this money, like, in Vegas Summer League game. Like, what the heck, you know? Come to find out, I end up having a conversation with her. Come to find out, that's Kobe Bufkin's freaking girlfriend. And I mean, she was cool people. Like, I wasn't trying to get at her or nothing like that. But, like, she was just cool ass people. Like, and she was telling me about, like, his time. They've been together since college. Like, they're about his time in college and all this and all that. So, honestly, like, when I think of Kobe Bufkin, that's what I think about, is that interaction I had was with his girlfriend. But yeah, I mean, I would have loved Kobe Bufkin. I would have loved Cam. I would have loved, I'm not going to say anybody except JSS, but I'm just saying, like, as far as like, if we're going to do Jalen Hood-Scafino this dirty and just not give him no burn, then might as well have took a chance on Cam. That's what I think. Lakers issue with Cam were injury concerns. Yes, I understand, Kurt, but like I said in my rant, if you're worried about injury concerns, like, it's if he was injured, he'd be doing the same exact thing Jalen Hood-Scafino is on the Lakers, sitting on that damn bench doing nothing for us, right? So might as well take a chance, because the Rockets took a chance and it's working out right now. Man's averaging 11 points right now for the Rockets. Sean with the super chat, I appreciate you, my brother. Sean, you're the man, Sean. Like I said, man, everybody up in this chat right now, y'all the goats, man. Y'all over here keeping this chat going, keeping this chat live. Because to be real, guys, like, honestly, I prepare, like, you know, a little thing or two as to why, like, what I want to talk about or what I think I'm gonna talk about, only in the beginning, because, you know, sometimes in the beginning there's like nobody on here for the first couple of minutes, but and then y'all end up flooding the chat. And, like, whatever little agenda I have, I never even end up getting to, because I honestly just enjoy answering y'all questions. Just answering y'all questions and having a conversation with y'all. Like, one of my homies, actually just the dude who he be on here with us. One of my homies, he said it's like a big old hangout. So, appreciate y'all hanging out with me, man. So, you're the man, Sean. It's not like AD gets injured. Now and then. What do you, am I missing some type of context? Are you trying to be sarcastic? Or, I mean, AD is an injury prone player. Like, he hasn't been this season, but he's definitely an injury prone player. But let me see. And I'm gonna get to all the chats here. Give me a second, y'all. Co-signed, John is the man. Appreciate you taking the time to answer every comment. Man, Kurt, appreciate you, brother, for even being on here and commenting and showing all the love. Thoughts on Dwight Howard coming to the Lakers. Gamer CFB. Appreciate you, my brother. Thank you for chatting in here. My thoughts on the Lakers coming to the Lakers. I mean, my thoughts on Dwight coming to the Lakers. I said Lakers coming to the Lakers. I was talking about this earlier in the stream. I think it would be great. I think it would work out because we need a backup big. I've been saying this even before Christian Wood went down. We're thin in the backup big position, because when Anthony Davis goes down, and he's going to go down, when he goes down, you need to have a solid backup big option who can really be a bruiser and be just bang with these other bigs around the league. And right now we don't have that. Even with Christian Wood, we didn't have that. So I would have loved to bring Dwight in. Only issue with Dwight is we can't cut a two-way player, because Dwight he's been in the league for more than 4 years. So it has to be a player that's like on a full-time contract, which is Christian Wood. So I don't know. How would y'all feel? Would y'all be cool cutting Christian Wood, sitting on the dead money for next season to bring on Dwight for this season? I would, to be honest. Sean said, you're very welcome. Kurt, Sean, you are very polite. Appreciate you. Scouts were worried about injuries when AD literally has tons of injury concerns. Jay, I didn't even think about that, Jay. What? That's a great ass freaking take, because it's like, we worried about injuries. What you talking about? Okay, if Cam get hurt, if we draft Cam get hurt, throw him in the same injury room AD in. Let them both get taken care of. Gamer said, what big would you want to sign since Wood is out for the season? My pick has been DeMarcus Cousins. My pick has been Dwight Howard. One of those two bigs, man. We just need a bone bruiser big to make life hard, make life physical for other bigs around the league. So Gamer FC, no, CFB. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm like sometimes like low-key dyslexic with my reading. I'm not the greatest reader. But that don't matter because my heart is in the right place. So Gamer CFB, to answer your question, Dwight or Boogie, just one of those two, a bone bruiser big. I even would have took Bismack Biyombo, but we slipped up on that, and he ended up getting picked up by the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that's where I'm at with that. Sean said, when you are in win now mode situation as the Lakers are in, it makes no sense to draft a project like Jalen Hood-Scafino. Yep. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. You gotta go on a win now mode player if we're in a win now mode as a team. So appreciate you for that. Let me see. Frank said, yeah, Jalen Hood-Scafino pick doesn't make sense to me at all. What do you expect from a mid to late pick? Those guys rarely are helpful from the start. They need time to develop. Should have taken Cam. And I'm just happy that you guys see what I'm seeing. Because, man, like all season long, I mean, honestly, even before the season started, when the draft happened, like I was so confused with the Jalen Hood-Scafino pick. But I wasn't as confused as I am now because I was like, all right, you know, maybe they're taking Jalen Hood-Scafino because they just want him to, you know, contribute right away. Maybe Cam Wilmer is going to, you know, take some time to figure out this injury. But no, you're sitting Jalen Hood-Scafino the same way Cam Wilmer would be sitting if he was hurt. So there was literally no risk in that, in my opinion. You'd be getting the same exact outcome. Lakers fast break. Here we go. Here we go. I love Lakers fast break. Lakers say that the rookie guard Jalen Hood-Scafino underwent successful back surgery on Thursday. No timeline. How did he get hurt? I don't know. I mean, I'm not watching the G League. Maybe he fell on his back in the G League, but bro must have hurt his back because he was slouching over too much on the bench, just like this. Slouching over, hurt his back. That's the only way I think he could have possibly got hurt. Sean, I think with the new CBA, you'll see more four-year or senior players drafted versus prospects. Yep, I hope so. I think of Josh Hart when you mentioned four-year players, Kurt. Man, I'd love to have this rebounding on this Lakers team. I'd love to have. Josh Hart is one of the best point guards or like guard rebounders in the league, so I'd love to have that as well. Agreed, he has that dog mentality, knows for rebounds. Tibbs has been playing him crazy minutes. But that's Tibbs, though. Y'all know how Tibbs do. Tibbs run his players into the ground. That's why the Knicks never go anywhere, because Tibbs just play him like all 40 minutes a night and don't give him no damn breaks on back-to-backs. He don't care, man. Hey, man, while we got a break in the chat, because I've just read the latest chat. Y'all, come please check out my channels, y'all. Please check out my two channels I got going on. Come subscribe, man. Come subscribe and join the family. I work real hard on my two channels, man. Appreciate any and all support. Two channels. First being Clutch Talk, YouTube, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Come get at me, man. Two episodes per week. NBA talk show bringing you news all around the league. And then we have Lakers Corner. Lakers Corner, that is strictly Lakers talk, where I get into a post-game recaps for every Lakers game. I get into, some more specific videos. I drop a video on the importance of D'Angelo Russell and all that he does for the Lakers. And more than anything, I also do these lives. I hop on here for the Lakers fast break, and I call it Lakers Corner because we in my room right now. As y'all can see, this is my bed. This is my bed right here. And this is the corner. It's the Lakers Corner. So this is where we at, man. Appreciate y'all supporting. Any support y'all could give me, man. Subscribe, liking the video, commenting, joining the family, whatever, man. Appreciate it. So definitely get at me on there. Also for Clutch Talk, I do got a Discord. I don't know y'all that got Discords out there. If y'all go to my Clutch Talk page on the bio, any of my videos is a link to the Discord. And then y'all could join up. Y'all could get at me. We just be talking hoops on there. Sean said Villanova Knicks. That's damn near what they are. That's real deal, Sean. You're not lying on that. What's up, Kurt? There might be no future for JS Tass with his back end. Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, which proves even more to my point of why the fudge didn't we take Cam? I think we would have to sign someone that hasn't played in the NBA last season if we cut Wood. I heard it from Lakers Nation, but we definitely need a big when AD is not out there. Man, let me get into this real quick. Yeah, so that I do know is that for us to be able to bring in like Dwight or Boogie or anybody that's played in the NBA for more than 4 years, we'd have to cut someone that's like a real player, like a real full-time roster spot. We couldn't cut a two-way player. So, like, we couldn't cut Skylar Mays or, like, Harry Giles, because these are all guys on two-way contracts. So we couldn't cut them to save space. So that would not work. Let me see here. Problem with signing a big is who do we cut? And if we cut them, we have to pay them for next season, which is books regardless. Kurt, I love it. That's the dead money I was talking about. So our roster, right? Let's look at our roster up and down. I think the only player that we could cut that this could work out for, honestly, in my eyes, would be Wood. Because like I said, Harry Giles is on a two-way. Can't cut him. That wouldn't work. Skylar Mays is on a two-way. Can't cut him. That wouldn't work. And Christian Wood isn't going to play for the rest of the season because of his injuries. So I think we've been talking about, you know, we've been on here for an hour 15. Chat been saying win now mode, win now mode, win now mode. W in the chat. Appreciate y'all for saying that. Win now mode for show. And if we in now mode, let's go get a big that can help us win now. And I think that Dwight and Boogie could be that. I think Wood, I think just by process of elimination, he'd be the one that have to go. I thought it said an unsuccessful surgery. But if someone, if NBA reported a player had an unsuccessful surgery, that'd be concerning. That'd be very concerning. Wood has a $3 million option for next year. Plus he's injured. So the Lakers would have some consider. Yeah, that is very true. You know, it would be dead money. It'd be money that would just be sitting there and getting put to no use. And you know what's crazy to me, you guys? Like, I mean, I don't know what y'all do for a living. I'm a salesman, right? I would love to make $3 million. Bro, this man has a $3 million option. What? Let's say the Lakers cut him. They still got to pay him, right? Like our Kurt said, it's money on the books regardless. Can you imagine you getting paid all this money and you don't even got a job? Like, that's crazy to me, y'all. All this money, and you ain't even got a job. Kind of reminds me of Friday. Because it's Friday, you ain't got a job, you ain't got shit to do. I'm going to get you high. I don't know. How many of y'all out there seen Friday? That's a classic. I hope y'all seen Friday out there, man. Y'all always talk about me being a youngin'. Oh, man. Y'all, another successful stream. Another very, very successful stream. I appreciate every single one of you guys that have been locked in for this entire hour and 20 minutes. Getting ready to wrap up here because I do got to go pick up my baby girl from school. But I appreciate every single one of you guys in here, man. Appreciate Gamer FCB. I appreciate Jay. Appreciate Kurt. Appreciate Sean, as always. Frank, man. Everybody that dropped super chats. Bloodhound, J.E., just everybody, man. You guys are a vital part of my day and what I do. And yes, Gamer, DeMarcus Cousins did just sign a contract with some team in Taiwan for the next month, so we cannot get him at least for this next month. I think they signed month contracts out there, which is kind of crazy. But like I was saying, though, y'all, appreciate all you guys tuning in, tapping in with me. Please do, before y'all leave, please go support all my channels. I have two channels, like I said, y'all. Clutch Talk NBA Talk Show, drop 2 episodes per week, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and then Lakers Corner, where I bring you all type of Lakers content. You guys are the best. Appreciate you guys. Let me go ahead and see what Sean said real quick. My impressions of Wood are that he was overrated offensive player, but is much better defensive rebound than I knew. Yes, he definitely was an overrated offensive player because of the fact that he was supposed to be Luka's right-hand man, and he just never became that offensively. And yeah, definitely a better defensive rebound than I think we all realize. And thank you, Sean. Thank you for the super chat. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all your just contributions. I'm gonna keep doing these, guys. I'm gonna keep doing these. I need to get a live going on Lakers Corner. So y'all, please subscribe and turn on that little post notification bell so that when I do go live, y'all get a notification and y'all can come, you know, get lit with me over here, man, on another live on the Lakers Corner. Gerald, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much for saying a great show. Also, thank you so much for the great information. As always, Gerald, I'm trying to be like you, man. I'm trying to be like the Podfather, man. So thank you, Gerald, for all your great work. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for giving me this platform. And thank you for everybody out there that's tuned in the entire 1 hour and 20 minutes. Great show. I will be back next week. And I will also be here for the post-game show tomorrow. Let's get live. Let's get active. Let's get a win. Lakers Nation, love you guys. For now, I'm out.